Hello, hello, hello. Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, and welcome to the terrific Tuesday teleclass. It is my pleasure to be here with you today. My name is Carla McNeil, and I bring every Tuesday some words on home business tips and social media marketing in our terrific Tuesday teleclass. So here we go. I want to dive right in. My name is Carla McNeil, and my direct email is carla@butterflynetworking.com. That's C-A-R-L-A at B-U-T-T-E-R-F-L-Y-N-E-T-W-O-R-K-I-N-G.com. And my direct phone is 877-767-7544. I'd really appreciate those questions and comments coming in. Do keep it up. It is an absolute pleasure to receive those from you, and I'm honored to be able to answer them for you. So do keep them coming. For those of you who are too shy to ask questions live on the call, please, if you haven't before, feel free to post your questions on the blog, Butterfly Networking. Go to the Facebook page, facebook.com/butterflynetworking. Send me an email, carla@butterflynetworking. Gee, I recognize a bit of a theme here, Butterfly Networking. Today is about the mastermind. And last week, I was on a Skype chat with one of my mastermind team members, and as I'm chatting, I'm typing in, "Great minds think alike," and it just dawned on me at that moment, when I was having that Skype chat, how powerful the mastermind has been for me as I am building this home-based business. Now, if you are already using the mastermind principle, good for you, because it is such a powerful tool. Think and Grow Rich is a motivational and personal development self-help book that was written by Napoleon Hill. And Napoleon Hill dedicates a full chapter to mastermind. He talks about it throughout the entire book, but he actually dedicates a full chapter to the how-tos, the where's, the why's, and everything. What I want to be able to give to you today is for you to understand why it's important, how to find a mastermind, how to get started, and how to be a really good member of a mastermind group. So let's just dive right in, and I want to talk about three benefits. These benefits for me have been huge. The first one is and there are more than three. These were just the three that I have chosen to talk about today because they have been so powerful for me. And you may find other benefits of the mastermind are more powerful for you. That's because we're both in different places, and that's okay. That's good. So, reducing the learning curve. And when I was having this Skype chat the other night where I typed in "Great Minds Think Alike," I was asking someone else a question who has an area of expertise in my mastermind that I don't have. And she is very willing to share her knowledge and her information. And I don't have any issues asking her questions. What it has done, it has allowed my business to grow a little faster. It has reduced that learning curve because she has been able to, well, not only her, but many other members, but this specific example comes to mind. She has been able to point me in the direction of a tool that's going to assist me in exactly what I need. She has been able to answer a couple of questions. Now, I'm not wanting to take her whole day. I'm not wanting her to do all of this for me. But, excuse me, I'm asking, do you know the answer to this? If you don't, please point me in a direction where I can go and get it myself. And she is fabulous at being able to do that for me. By the way, her name is Lisa Saline. You can go to her website, lisasaline.com. And what this has enabled, this reducing the learning curve, is you quickly and easily, you're going to be able to pick things up. And when you can shorten the actual learning curve, what you're doing is you're increasing your implementation time. So you're going to be able to implement more. It may be more effective, it may be more thorough, it may just be more. But you're, when you understand what it is you're doing, because someone else has shown you how, it's always easier when someone else shows you how, you will have more time to spend on the critical pieces of your business that you need to spend that time on. Number two benefit for me has been the support and the accountability. It's like, oh, my mastermind team holds me accountable. If I say I'm going to get this done by this date, then I darn tootin' better have her done, or some very good stories about why not. Now, granted, I'm learning to time things a little better. In the beginning, I was always never giving enough time to get things done. So I was missing deadlines left, right, and center. Now I've learned. I give myself more time to accomplish things than I did in the past, so that I do meet my own deadlines. Because I know that my mastermind team is going to come back and they're going to ask me. They're going to ask some of those tough questions. What they can do for you is that insight into what you don't see. Because you can be so close to your project, your business, whatever particular function you're working on right now, you're creating a new product, you're learning a new process. You can be so close to that that you can't see the forest for the trees. And your mastermind team, coming from a different perspective, is going to assist you in seeing things just a little bit differently from that different angle. And they're an awesome group to have in your corner. People that you can go to for that support as well as the accountability. They can remind you about all the stuff you've already done, all the great things you've already accomplished. Excellent suggestions can come through your mastermind team that will keep you on track. Your mastermind group will be able to support you and hold you accountable. Number three tip, third tip, is creativity. So great minds think alike, and two minds are better than one. So your mastermind team is going to really assist you in building on this particular principle. How many times have you had an idea where you went and you talked to someone about it, and they came up with a different suggestion, and they came up and you had two or three people sitting around talking about it, and all of a sudden your one small idea blossomed and became something even better and something even bigger, something more in line about what you wanted. And you can get all excited about it. Your mastermind team is coming again from those different perspectives. When you're seeing something in one way, they can add that little twist, that little piece of creativity, and take it up a notch, and take it up a notch, and take it up a notch. I know my last product that I created was, I will assist you in maintaining your Twitter account. While you're learning Twitter, it's kind of hard sometimes to get in there and do the things that you know you need to do every day. And I offer a service that assists you in doing that. That idea for that product came from my mastermind team. And it wasn't even, we were talking about something totally different. We were talking about the workbook that's for sale on the website. And they were going, well, you know what, Carlotte, really, I just don't get Twitter. Can't you just do it for me in the beginning or forever? And I laughed and I said, well, yeah, I could do that quite easily because I know what I'm doing. But what they did was they made me come at it from a different perspective. Their creativity took it up a level. And I know the next product that's coming out is that promised webinar, and that also came from the mastermind team. The result is you get more ideas about what to do and how to do it. Oh, excuse me. Three benefits of actually having that mastermind team. Okay, so if I got you a little juiced up for it, would you like to have a mastermind team? This isn't something that you're paying for. This is like-minded people getting together and supporting each other in business. So three things: reducing the learning curve, support and accountability, and creativity. Three really good benefits of a mastermind group. All right, so now I've got you thinking, you want to do that. What do I do next? How in the world do I find a mastermind team? How do I find a mastermind group? Number one thing you need to do is you need to write down what it is that you want. What it will do when you write it down, it will assist you in getting some clarity around what it is that you really want out of this. Do you want the support? Do you want the accountability? Are you looking for someone who's going to give you that kick in the butt when you know you need the kick in the butt? Write down what you want. What results do you want from your mastermind group? You can start your own. I did this way back in the beginning. Oh my goodness, must have been 5 or 6 years ago. Oh, maybe even longer ago than that. And I'll admit, my first 2 or 3 mastermind groups were a disaster. One, I got involved with some people that I'd met at an event, and we got together for a first, and it turned out they were all from one MLM company, and there were two of us. Well, I was in a different MLM, and someone else was not even in MLM at all. And you want to bet that group fell apart. All of those people who were in the same one, that's all they wanted to talk about was their own MLM group. The other woman and I, we disappeared. We and whether or not the rest of them are still together, I have no idea. But that wasn't a right fit for me. And I moved on. And I worked with other groups. Some of them lasted a little longer, some of them didn't. Just like people come and go in your life, mastermind groups will also come and go in your life because you will be at a certain level. Now, to start one now, there's three different ways that are pretty easy to find. So you can just Google it. You can go Google, I'm looking for a mastermind team in Seattle, Washington, in West Palm Beach, Florida, Chicago, Illinois. And see whether or not there's anything there. It's very possible there might be. I know I have found information about other mastermind groups here in the Vancouver area just by Googling it. You can also use Craigslist. Craigslist is a wealth of information. You can post yourself that you're interested in organizing a mastermind group. This is what you want to organize it around. This is how you want to do it. You list all those details out, or you can go into Craigslist and look for someone else who's doing that very thing. Craigslist, again, is a wonderful source of information. Another one of my favorites is to use Meetup. Meetup.com. That's meetup.com. Meetup.com. And there are meetup groups for just about anything you can think of. I belong here in the Vancouver area to, good Lord, 5 or 6, maybe even 7 different meetup groups. I have my own. I belong to one for writers. I belong to one for internet, for business, for that. There's a food one that my husband and I occasionally go out to dinner with this group of people. Meetup is a wonderful source of finding people who are like mind. Those are 3 different ways that you can get started with your own. You can also attend functions and events and find other people. This coming weekend, or maybe it's next weekend, I am going to a franchise event. And I expect there that I'm going to meet 1 or 2 real like-minded people. And I'm always on the lookout for new mastermind team. It doesn't have to be a big group. It can just be 2 or 3 people in your local area. It doesn't have to be local. It can also be online. My most long-standing mastermind is online. I've been at that one for 3 years now. So attend functions, attend events where you're going to meet people who are of like mind. And you can ask people if you find you're clicking, you have some common interests, your businesses kind of support each other or mesh together well. Ask them if they've ever heard of a mastermind group, a mastermind team. Ask them if they're interested. If they look like they're interested but they don't know what it is, perhaps you could just go home and gather up some information and send them something in an email. This is kind of what I had in mind. Use your imagination. When you're out there at these events and functions, you want to look for successful people. You want to find people who are at a level a little higher than you are. Now, I know in the beginning this is going to be a little challenging because you're thinking, oh, why would they want a mastermind with me? But you're also going to learn and grow. And you have strengths in other areas that they may not. You will be able to contribute to that mastermind team. Remember, some of that creativity that comes from it, helping people stay accountable. You don't have to be super duper knowledgeable in any specific area to be creative or to support someone else in their accountability. Look for people who are at a higher level and people who are successful. If you end up with a mastermind team that everyone is kind of all at the same level and everyone is all at the same mindset, you could end up in a real negative, gossipy bitch session. Just, that doesn't work. And they're most uncomfortable. I know that happened to me in one of mine. And it was like, okay, guys, you know, like, this isn't a gossip session. We're supposed to be here for business for each other. So that is where, when you define what it is that you want from your mastermind, right? We're going back to the beginning of write down what you want. Write down what you want. You will know whether or not that is a mastermind that's a good fit for you. There are also different kinds of masterminds out there. You can have a mastermind on a specific topic. I know I just signed up for an email program called Infusionsoft. And they have a mastermind meeting every Thursday where they talk about different topics. People get together, there's some learning, there's some sharing. It's going to be an awesome event, but that is specific. That is for using that one particular program. I have a mastermind, actually a meetup group that I attend here in Vancouver that is for internet marketing. I have another one that I attend that's strictly for WordPress. All three of my websites are run on WordPress because search engines love WordPress. So therefore, I'm going to take advantage of that and I'm going to use WordPress. Now, in the beginning, I was not a big contributor to those groups, but I am now because I'm learning, I'm growing. And that group is supportive, that group is creative. And over here, someone's doing this thing, and over here, someone else is using this. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, I could kind of do a little mix of both, and voila. Your mastermind group can be general, or your mastermind group can be specific. It really is your choice. What do you want your mastermind to do for you? Moving on. Okay. Getting started. You got your mastermind team together. Once you've found them, you've found those right people. When you're in your mastermind meeting event, you want to make sure that you follow an agenda. You got to keep control of what's going on. It may be that you talk about one person's business the whole time, next week or next month or whatever you decide to meet, how often you decide to meet, it's up to you. Or it may be 5-10 minutes each person gets, right? I've done both. I like both. It just depends on the group. Following an agenda keeps you on track, keeps you focused on what you're there to learn, what you're there to do. Be creative. Allow, when other people are talking and you get ideas, you don't necessarily have to interrupt them right then and there. But what you can do is make a little note. You can jot something down. And then when it comes time for people asking for your input, you have some creative ideas because things are going to come to you while others are talking. Based on your experience, based on what you've seen from other people doing, you are going to get some ideas. Jot those down, and when it's appropriate, bring those creative ideas in. Don't be scared to talk. Don't be scared to thinking, oh, you know, my ideas aren't worth nothing. They are. It may not be that your idea is the be-all, the end-all, but you know what? It might trigger something else. Remember to put forward your ideas. Be creative. Be as creative as you possibly can. The size of your mastermind team is also important. How you want it to flow, what you want to do, how you want to interact is all part of. I've been part of a mastermind team that was large, and I have been part of mastermind teams that have been smaller. Personally, I prefer the smaller, but the large has its place as well. And you can get a lot more ideas in a large one than you can in a small one. But sometimes you don't get much of time, of the group's time yourself, because the group is so big. Think about what it is that you want for yourself. Remember, going back to writing down what you want. Size is important. How much interaction do you want? Another big piece about getting started and getting right in there and getting going with your mastermind meetings is the commitment. If you are not prepared to make that commitment to the group, don't start. Don't waste your time and don't waste the time of the group. Don't take up the space where there could be someone in coming in who is committed to that particular mastermind team. Commitment is crucial. If you organize to meet on a certain day, you do absolutely everything in your power to be there. You put it in your planner. It's there. It's concrete. Only emergencies take you out. You are making a commitment to that group. You need to be sure before you enter into this that you're going to be able to keep that commitment. If that's all good and fine and something changes later on, discuss it with the mastermind team. I know I have been meeting every second Monday with one of my mastermind groups, and we're in the midst of having to change that. And that's because most of the group was having a challenge meeting on that one particular time. So we're changing it. Don't just leave the group thinking, oh, well, no, that's it. That's I'm washing my hands of this one. No, the time doesn't work for me anymore. Discuss it with your group. See whether or not you are going to be able to perhaps change it. And if not, then maybe it is time to move on. Mastermind teams, mastermind groups, they're very, very, very powerful. If you love the idea of a mastermind group and you are not quite ready to jump right in, I want you to go over to facebook.com/butterflynetworking. Right at the top there, that's that like button. Get into that group and start getting to know the people who are in there. There are some wonderfully supportive people in there. Just Deanna and Angela and Karen, to name just a few, some wonderfully supportive people. See what it's like. Check out all of these resources, Craigslist, Meetup, Google. Open yourself up to the entire mastermind principle. Now, in order to find some of this online, you're going to need to know how to use some of that social media stuff. And I have some wonderful free tips for you to learn how to do that. And you can go to butterflynetworking.com, and over on the right there's that big yellow button, orange button that says free gift. Submit your name and your email and get started receiving all of those tips and techniques for you to get started with social media, for you to get started finding your mastermind team. Because if you'd rather be online, maybe you've got a time challenge, maybe you can't get together when most people get together in your area. Do you work shift work? I used to work shift work many years ago. So go to butterflynetworking.com, sign up for those tips and techniques, learn how to use social media so that you can find your online mastermind team. So as always, it's been an absolute pleasure to be here with you today. And I thank you very much for taking the time to listen, to join in on the terrific Tuesday teleclass, both live and on the recording. I look forward to hearing you again next week, and have a great week. Thanks very much. See you over on butterflynetworking.com.